Good day to you, ladies and gentlemen. This is Marlon Dale Ferreira for Cricket on the Go. Cricket on the Go is pleased to bring you the day's coverage at the end of day two of the second cricket test match played between England and New Zealand at Edgbaston. Our story is titled Black Caps in Command after Conway and Young's excellent innings. New Zealand's opening batsman Devon Conway and one-drop batsman Will Young scored excellent half centuries, which helped put the Black Caps in a commanding position at the end of day two. At the close of play, New Zealand were 229 for 3 in response to England's 303 all-out, with Ross Taylor unbeaten on 46. Will Young fell at the stroke of stumps for a well-compiled 82, whilst Conway had earlier made 80. The Black Caps lost Tom Latham earlier, LBW to Stuart Broad for just 6, reaching 43 for 1 at lunch. But Devon Conway and Will Young batted superbly to take the Kiwis to safety. There was an interesting passage of play when Conway edged Broad to first slip, but inconclusive replay showed the low catch being taken at first slip by Zach Crawley, which made on-field umpires give the soft signal as not out minutes earlier, which was subsequently upheld. New Zealand's Conway survived, and Young was lucky shortly thereafter too when Joe Root dropped a sitter off a catch at first slip off the bowling of Ollie Stone with the batsman on 7. As England paid heavily for their missed chances, Young and Conway added 122 for the second wicket, with Conway scoring his half century. He looked set for a big century once again before he whipped a ball off his pads to deep square leg to be caught by Crawley for a well-compiled 80, thus giving Broad his second wicket. It wasn't the best of deliveries bowled by Broad, but it ended up being a very crucial wicket nonetheless. Opener Conway's wicket would not bring England any immediate joy, as Taylor and Young then weaved together another big partnership. The two batsmen seemed set to take New Zealand to stumps, but a maiden test wicket for Dan Lawrence ended Young's stay. He was caught bat-pad by Ollie Pope at the stroke of stumps for an exceptionally well-made knock of 82. However, the valuable 98-run stand between Young and Ross Taylor has now set the base for New Zealand to capitalise further. Earlier, Dan Lawrence and Mark Wood helped their way to push England to score 303 runs in its first innings before New Zealand bowled out the hosts. Wood, resuming on 16 not out, swung away and entertained a lively home crowd with 6 boundaries before edging a delivery from Kiwi right-arm speedster Matt Henry onto his stumps for a well-made 41. That partnership got England to 288 for 8, adding 30 runs since play resumed. England reached 303 for 9 after Stuart Broad lasted just 4 balls for his 37th duck in Test cricket. Kiwi left-arm paceman Trent Boult, who took 4 for 85, eventually finished off England's first innings when last man James Anderson was out leg before wicket after the original call was overturned on review. England's most capped Test player scored just 4 runs from 16 balls. Matt Henry, meanwhile, finished with figures of 3 for 78. Lawrence, who had resumed the second day on 67, remained unbeaten at the end on 81. The Black Caps had made 6 changes from the first test, where both teams played out a draw at Lord's. The New Zealand team chose their rotation policy very well ahead of the World Test Championship final against Test No. 1 ranked India, which is their priority and will start on June 18th. This is Marlon Dale Ferreira signing off for Cricket on the Go.